Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, CIAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey, y'all!
Hey!
We back. Second episode of the season.
Thank you guys for all the love you showed on our first episode. Yeah. Thank you. Keep sharing.
And thanks for the love that you showed on 10 Minutes of CIAP.
Yes.
It's like our new little thing. If you don't know what 10 Minutes of CIAP is, make sure you go on our YouTube and subscribe. It's a YouTube exclusive, so we're not putting it anywhere else. We'll put clips on our Insta, but that's it. So make sure you subscribe to our channel. And we hope
check
you enjoyed
it out.
The first episode of me. Anyways, guys, let's get into the first episode, the first part of the episode, yes. Which is Oh My Pod. If you guys don't know what that is basically a little...
where we talk about basically all the things that I suppose have shocked us or that we feel is worth kind of talking about.
Yeah, dissecting.
And everything. So yeah. It's a play on Oh My God, if you didn't get that before.
our listeners are smart. I'm sure they did. Charlie,
yes, you got so... first? This week, I just want to reflect on the madness.
The way she started.
Yeah, like, it's like, this is going to get very deep.
She started like a pastor that was coming to
literally.
With the strings
I'm
in the
about to bless the stage of the congregation. But yeah, just the fact that this is the third year of COVID, I think that genuinely shocks me that this is year three of COVID-19.
It started 2020. It's 2021. We're going into the third year now.
Do you know what I'm trying to calculate? What age I was when I entered? I feel like I was 24. Okay. Oh my God.
How old is Simon?
Was that 23, 24?
I was 25.
Wait, was I?
Yeah. I was 25 when it started.
No way.
Oh, I actually was. Yeah, because I turned 26.
Oh, I think you were, because I just turned 27.
Yeah. And guys, I'm 27 years old now, going on 30.
No, COVID took years off. Like,
it did.
Oh,
so yeah, that just really shocks me because, you know, when we thought that things were starting to get back to normal, this whole Omicron variant came out of nowhere.
Like Omarion.
Sorry,
Omicron sounds like a...
I'm sure you guys have seen all the memes. Yeah. It's actually, people are so creative.
It sounds like some sort of tech...
You know all these variants, right?
Yeah.
You know the same, like if there's, you know,
tornadoes them, yeah.
And they're named after the people who founded them. Is that the same for
I was just going to ask, how do they decide the names of the variants?
Omicron.
I was just going to ask.
It's just such a weird...
Coronavirus, like who thinks of that?
But apparently it was a thing before... COVID actually came. Like the name was already there.
Corona.
I can't remember if it was COVID-19 that was already there or coronavirus. Okay. But I know like it was a virus before emerged or whatever.
It's just a different strain.
Year three, guys.
But yeah, just the we'll fact, just deep it, guys. But do you know what? We're healthy. Thank God. We have life.
Yeah.
The fact you can, you know, listen to this is a blessing. So we just have to think of the positives.
Yeah.
Have you guys used have you guys downloaded the NHS app to get your COVID pass?
Of course.
I have. And I'm double vaccinated, even though I was so...
Hesitant.
Yes, that's actually the right word. Because I wouldn't say I was opposed to it. I was just very hesitant.
Yeah.
I was a bit scared. I just thought, You know, I think that like, it's just... But when's the end? Because now they're saying, okay, if you're double vaxxed, now you need a booster.
But then I feel like it's just maybe... I feel like, I don't know, because vaccines overall, you need boosters to get any vaccine. Like, most vaccines, you need a booster. Like,
yeah,
really?
Like, a flu, like, that's for flu shot. Like, it's, you got the initial vaccine, but every year
you know, I've never had that flu vaccine.
Yeah, neither. Really? I don't think I have. Maybe I had it when I was younger. I don't know.
Oh, I feel like I've only had like one vaccine yearly. And it was in school like years ago. Yeah,
but people get it yearly top ups. Those are boosters. Mm. So it's a thing. Like, it's a normal thing, you know, to get boosters. I think that it's just, we're just hesitant all around because of how much fear everyone's put into our like minds through COVID, especially through the news and publications. But a lot of what's going on with it is very normal, scientifically as well. Like, it's normal. But yeah, like, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, let's hope that this is the third and last year, guys.
Please.
And when I say last year, let's be honest, it's probably going to linger for a while because not everyone is, you know, their aim is to get everyone vaccinated, or their aim is to get everyone. I don't think until, especially publications and governments, I don't think they're going to stop pushing this until they have what they want in terms of vaccination.
Definitely. And also, stuff like just that. Quickly at work, they've sent emails around saying that, talking about redeployment. Yes.
Say what? Sorry?
Redeployment.
Really?
Okay. So if you are not vaccinated, because it's a front-facing role, what most of us are doing at my workplace anyway, if you are not vaccinated, double vaccinated, you will no longer be able to work there in a front-facing role.
So what, they'll basically like move you to somewhere else that's not front-facing?
Basically, yeah. So they sent it to us and I have to now, like, between now and end of February, I have to talk to like my staff and basically have that conversation with them, even though I don't agree with it.
Because that's essentially removing the right of choice.
Yeah.
Because you're giving them an ultimatum, which, so essentially they could lose their job.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, because, and I also heard there was another country that I think, I can't remember, but it was another really hard, like, choice Canada. Like that. I think so. What did they say? That they're revoking or something? If you're not vaccinated, there was like a big ultimatum, a big consequence. And I just thought, that's not right. It's not right. But anyways.
We'll see.
Literally, we'll just see how this all unfolds. Let's just pray this is the third and last year because it's enough.
So what have we got today?
Yes.
Anyway.
So this episode is titled, as you can see, What Do Women Bring to the Table? So the reason why
That's even a question. But anyway.
All right, Jen. So the reason why we chose to discuss this is because Bianca saw a clip.
Yeah, I think it wasn't a clip. It was more conversations that I've been having. And I was like, this is funny.
Yeah. So you said you had a really interesting conversation and that provoked me.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you know what, we should discuss this. So tell us a bit about the conversation.
Kevin Samuels. He's a very problematic young, well, let's say young man, because he could be my dad. But he's a very problematic man on social media who basically does these like live sessions on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And he has people on and he basically kind of just tells them what's wrong with them and why they're not finding the person.
The man,
their person. And I shouldn't laugh because basically what provoked me, I was having a conversation with my brother and I was sharing with the girls that the lady came on the show and basically was just saying that she has been finding it difficult to find that special guy. That guy who meets most of her requirements,
a lot of women,
et cetera, right? And, you know, so he asked her a few questions and he said, okay, so what do you do as a job? I'm going to find the clip because I think we should post it on our socials.
Yeah.
And he asked her what she does as a job. I think she said she drives a truck or something like that. He asked her what her salary was, asked her a few questions about her life and basically came back to her and said, everything that you told me right now is extremely mediocre. Why is it that you think, if everything that's going on in your life, that you think you're going to find this six-figure man who's 6 feet tall and blah, 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 when you, this is your life, this is the way. And I think he maybe even commented on her looks as well.
Really?
Yeah. Kevin Samuels is savage.
Nice.
But in terms of, you don't necessarily like look like you are above Do you know what I mean? Like, you're this special person. And it got me thinking about, like, women in general and us and how, you know, we all believe that we are special beings, that we deserve. Let's be honest, and this is going to sound very problematic to say this, but I think a lot of women feel like they're more special than other women. And that's what my problem is. Because let's be honest, you're not. Let's be honest, you're not, yeah? Let's think about it. Most women can say that at least one time in their life, they've been effed over by a guy.
Yes.
And I think that that's, to me, that's what contributes to a woman, like making a woman feel like, okay, she's like, she needs a guy that gives her all of this.
Yeah,
gives her, because I've had my heart broken.
Yes.
And I've been through so much with men. Let's be like, some women have been through a lot more than others. Yeah. Terms, yeah. Like, with men and stuff like that. But overall, we've all kind of had similar experiences, right? Mm. Whether we're young, old, whatever. So we leave those experiences and situations and we feel like, well, because I went through this, I deserve so much more. Mm, but then, if all of us have been through it,
we still deserve so much more.
But
yeah.
But then, that doesn't make any sense to me, because not every single guy is this. Me, just what I'm saying. So it's going to leave a whole bunch of men out there. Do you get what I'm saying?
It's so interesting, because where are the mediocre
men going to go?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Somewhere.
Okay. Oh no.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't really want to say it, but
they're going to be
mediocre.
No, but
some
saying,
people
but
will go for mediocre.
Let's be honest.
So you're saying that the women need to match?
I'm not saying that women should lower their standards, saying. But I think it's more so mindset that, like, you and it's what Jamal said at the end of the last episode that we put out, in terms of when I was saying, when you feel like you've been through something, you feel like you don't have to put in the work to be that. But if you are aspiring for something and you're saying, this is the man I want, why would you not try to become, just because you've been through something, it doesn't mean that you're exempt from the work that needs to be put in
to become that person.
I feel like a lot of women sit back and say, well, no, I've been through this. So then Prince Charles has to come knock on my door.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's okay.
No,
because I don't even know what side I'm on right now, because I feel like I used to be of the opinion that, you know, we're all special. I deserve the world. You know, I should never lower my standards, which I still do agree with. I don't ever feel like a woman should lower her standards.
I agree.
However, what did you say?
I agree.
Oh,
with
I thought
that.
You said you don't. No, I was going to say, but what I do think is that sometimes we as women may think that we are more special than we are. I know that sounds so 100%, bad.
I 100% agree.
Because Sam said something to me 100%. Which made me laugh. This is not to do with him, this was to do with children.
Okay. Mm.
So he was just like, he was watching that one clip or whatever where children would think that they're the most, you know,
special child,
the best things in the world, because their parents are always telling them like, you know, you are amazing. Don't let anyone talk down on you. Mm. You are this, you are that, you are beautiful, you are this. But that's in the house. When you're outside, no one
else
cares about you.
It's not the real world.
It's not like outside of these four walls, you're not special to your teacher or the stranger on the road. They don't know you. So, but some of us carry that, you know, mindset.
It's like that.
Expect like preferential treatment or whatever, because our parents have told us, oh, you're special. You deserve this. Not outside of the house, you don't.
I think there's a difference between having standards and then like feeling like you are the most special thing on earth. Like, I'm not saying don't have standards, and I think you should never like negotiate or compromise your standards. For me, my standards are more about who you are as a person, your character.
Yeah,
right? Those are the core standards. Like with salaries and stuff, those things are negotiable, or like it doesn't have to be a set salary or a set thing. But with the emotional and the characteristics of the person, those are non-negotiable. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think those are okay. But when you're talking about like things that are external in a man, he has to be this tall or he has to earn this much. Sis, please sit your butt down. Yeah. Because, Jen, you haven't said anything. And
no,
I need to know.
But I mean that
because that could be your preference. But what I'm saying to you is what happens is a lot of women, men will come and pass them. And my mum used to say this, because my mum said she got married the second time.
Yeah, yeah.
And people used to ask her, how was it like you got married a second time? You're in your 50s. Like, you were married for 20. How did you do that? And she'd be like, you know what the issue is? A lot of women, they have this idea of what the man needs to look like, what he needs to be. And then you have all these amazing men walking right past you and you're like, no, I don't want to look at his shoes though.
Yeah.
And that's
you become really judgmental.
And I feel like a lot of women do that, and they're setting themselves up for failure. I'm 100%. So sorry. And I'm not saying, you know, compromise on, you know, the things that are really important to you, but be realistic.
100%.
Not all of us can have a man who is 6 foot plus.
100%.
Not all of us can have...
Oh,
I'm joking. was a joke. That was a joke.
I'm actually done with this girl. Not all of us can have a man who's on six figures. Most of us won't have a partner who's on six figures.
100%.
So, and then, you know, I feel like some girls are just very shallow.
100%.
Because they think, oh, because I deserve this and I deserve that. Okay. Literally, men who told come past, you? And because his button is undone, you've got the ick now.
This ick thing. We need to talk about that.
We do need to talk about it because it's ridiculous.
Where it's like, oh, I look at his shoes though. My mum said it, but we can translate it. That's the ick for us these days.
Talking about how
certain things that give me the ick, but they have to be very serious things that give me the ick. It's not like stupid things like what kind of shoes he's wearing. Or like if he's, you know, I saw some girls talking about how if your man's dancing on TikTok, that's the ick and stuff like that.
The 360 guy, that's silly. Wasn't there like a whole long list? The thing is, girls are being serious.
Yesterday, I saw a guy out on my Instagram. And he was out. He went to a really nice restaurant, high-end restaurant. And he went with his boys. And I was like, this is so wholesome. I don't get to see, like, they were snapping. And they And I was like, this is wholesome. Like, I just kept watching his stories. So I was like, I don't get to see. Normally, if guys are out like that, they're with girls or it's a birthday or something like that. But it was just the boys. Yeah. They had a nice festival. And they all dressed nice. And they had a nice time out. You don't see stuff like that. But it's because girls are too busy talking about, he's going out. He's clinking with his boys. That's the ick. Please, sis, you'll be single forever.
It's not actually nice. And I don't know why we do that.
But
I agree with,
obviously, if you want, you know, a six-figure guy or you want a guy of a certain caliber, you two should be aiming to get to that point as well. Because
why do you want something for someone else that you can't?
Exactly. I don't know. Guys, you know, we have to ask the guy. But I would imagine that a guy that's maybe that successful might not be looking for somebody who maybe doesn't know what they want to do in life or lazy, laid back, that kind of stuff. But I mean, in my opinion, like there's just certain things and maybe that's why, you know, certain women are single, maybe myself, but there's certain things I just won't.
Let's be honest in this world. We have what? 7 billion people on this earth around that? Pretty much a vast majority of people, we're all average. Let's be honest. There's nothing super special about any of us. Let's be honest. Now, when I say something, like, when I say you're special, right? It doesn't mean there aren't special people and that you're not unique. I think unique is very different to thinking you're special. If I meet someone and you're unique because you've got a different edge or your personality, your character is different, like that's different. But in terms of what surrounds your life, from your job to your salary to the way you dress, you're an average person. Where you live, the car you drive, you're average. It's
very, very humbling. Yeah, go on.
No, it's facts though.
But you're average.
It is humbling.
And like I said, I don't subscribe to women lowering their standards. But I think a lot of the standards that we have, we've been taught to be that so superficial and so shallow. And there
so
are
that leads on to that next question then. Can our standards ever be too high?
100%. I wouldn't even say high is the word. I just say unrealistic.
Unrealistic.
I don't know. They're just unrealistic and just romanticized. Our standards are romanticized. And I just think
and a lot of us, we don't know why we want, you
it's
know.
It's what we see.
What we want. It's
what we see.
Because we see the glitz and glamour.
Exactly.
There's this couple on Twitter. I don't know if they're still together, but every like Valentine's or like Christmas, I think that the interracial is a black lady and a white guy. And they always show like the presents that they get from each other.
I know who you're talking about.
Hundreds of roses.
I can't remember. They're from America.
I thought they were British.
You said TikTok. I'm thinking about the Twitter one. You must know the Twitter one, right?
Yeah. I thought they were.
They're American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're young, but, right?
Yeah, they're quite young.
They're American, but everyone thinks they're British because they kind of look British, but
they have that.
We
British
heard her
vibe,
talk.
Yeah,
they're purely
but
American.
But, like, you know, and I see people commenting, like, oh, what does he do for a job? Like, this and that.
Even me, I'm wondering.
It's like, because
they're not more than 24, 25.
The pressure that puts on, like, guys, you know, especially when they have a girl and they want to impress them. And the girl's looking at that couple thinking, oh, well, I should have that as well. It's too much.
It is too much. And that's one thing. That's one thing I love about Sam because he is.
Did he humble you?
He did humble me. He actually did. Like, we had a conversation about it because he didn't want me to have expectations that were too unrealistic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, I just expect.
At the beginning of you.
At the beginning. Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah. Like when we were, obviously not like in the first couple of months, but as we obviously were getting more serious.
Yeah.
And it just made me think that, wow, a lot of what I want, like, why do I actually want roses every week? Or, like, why do I actually want, is it just a snap?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that, like,
it's to literally, the end result literally is to let people see that you've
gotten
that.
So it really made me think, like, wow, is he really supposed to pay for every single day? No, of course not. No. He's working just like I am. Yeah. Like, we're both, he's, do you know what I mean? Like, so...
And
when you're
learn.
Actually in a relationship, you learn that a lot of what we see
and
is
all of that
fate.
Fraff. Mm. You learn that all of that fraff doesn't contribute to the actual found, like the core of the relationship.
Yes.
It feels nice for a moment, but it does not contribute. There's a core of the relationship that you need that is based on communication, that is based on comprehension, that's based on so many things.
On learning each other, on asking each other the difficult questions.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are these couples doing that, or like, are they
those
just...
Those things are nice, let's but do. Trust me, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of these things, and that's the issue is, whose fault is it? Because is it anyone's fault? Because I think as adults, we can blame social media and say, oh, you know, people only post what they choose to post. They don't post the bad moments. But as a full-grown woman, an adult, I have to understand that that's what people are going to do. And I can't take that on and say, well, because that's all they post, that's how I want my life to be 24/7.
If they want to show themselves in a happy place,
exactly.
Then
I can't.
Fine.
So you have to kind of like take that responsibility on. But I feel like, no, man, you could be... And then also, I was having this discussion with my brother and I was saying, when women, a lot of times, the other side of the coin is, because, you know, I'm going quite hard with this one, but the other side of the coin is that when women say they want a special guy, for me, if I say that, I'm more so talking about, like I said, his character, his personality.
Yeah.
So when I say special, I'm not really thinking about, like, how tall he is or how much he earns. I'm just thinking about the person that I would be living with. Do you know what I mean? The person that the person that I am living with. So it's not about this lady driving a truck or like how much she earns or what she looks like, but it's who that person is at their core, because that's what you're gonna have to deal with for the rest of your life.
This is it.
So I think when I say special, that's what I'm looking at, the, you know what I mean, the interior, like who you are on the inside.
Also looks beliefs.
Looks fade. I've seen some handsome old men, I'm not gonna lie. Online, I'm like, oh, okay, they're grey beards and stuff. I'm like, you're handsome.
No, there is something like this.
But no, looks
plus
too fade. You're
what?
Right.
Jeez.
Looks too definitely.
No, but yeah, I get what you mean. No, it's true. It's true. And it's just like, we can't be superficial, but this whole society is superficial. And that's what's making people set unrealistic goals and then they get disappointed or
but you know,
they...
Yeah.
Go on.
And I was just going to say, I wonder if guys also have that
unrealistic expectation.
Oh, I want a girl with a really big bum and her breasts need to be this. And like, I feel like some guys do as well.
If that's the kind of guy, those are his standards, I don't want that guy.
Yeah, same.
I don't want him.
Same.
Like, do you know what I mean? Mm. You want a guy
who's lusty, because that's lust.
Yeah,
exactly.
You just want me for what I look
and then
like.
Same with
I had
him.
A guy once say, I was on a date with him, and he was like, oh, my girl, she needs to have her nails done all the time.
Oh, stop it.
I was like, what do you mean all the time?
Men have said that to me, actually,
He was like, I don't want to see her without her nails being done. Like, it's, you know, it's just something that I like it. So I expect her to keep.
You should have said, that means I would like to see your hair trimmed 24/7.
I think I did say that.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I want to see
your
hair trimmed all the time. Because what is that? That's just unrealistic. Like, you're following these influencers or these rappers' girlfriends on social media and you're seeing them done up all the time. Even they don't look like that all the time.
Yeah.
And if they do, because they can afford to have that. Do you know what I mean? So I just feel like it's just, there's just mad expectations all around. And I feel like the moment that you start to, even if you're a single person, I think that is really important, because I think being in a relationship, it's important to have the mindset of, someone said to me that your relationship won't be perfect, but it will always be on the healthy trail if both parties are just thinking about how they can be better.
Yeah.
And what happens a lot of times is you think about, no, but he's not doing this, but he's not doing that, and then vice versa. And that's where it's like a collision.
Clash,
right? So I think even as a single person, you can still have that mindset of thinking about what you want and thinking about, well, how can I still be better? It's so, it's so much, like, it's really easy to think about what you want from that person. But you need to think about if you're, everything you're even praying for, if you're even ready to maintain that.
This is it.
Like,
this,
you know what I mean? Because you...
Like, can I match character-wise who I'm desiring? Like, you know, what faults do I have in myself that I can improve on before I meet this person? Because I might meet the person I think is so special, so perfect, and then the relationship ends up crumbling because I can't match, you know, what I'm at, what I want, you know, because I'm not ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's say, like, let's say that the most desirable thing in a man is his height. So let's 6 foot. Mm. And the most desirable thing in a woman, let's say, is her bottom. Mm. So you want 6 foot man. Is your bottom big? Do you have big nyash?
It's true.
Oh, do you have big dash? No, you don't.
These
sit
are the
down.
Questions you have
sit
to ask yourself.
Sit down.
No, it's actually
don't have
true.
Big dash. Just sit your flat dash down.
See, and I'm go sure for that's how men feel, guy. You know. Yeah. That's actually probably how some men feel when some women are so superficial. Like, oh, he has to have a beard. He has to, be 6 foot plus or whatever. Mm. They might feel insecure about what they're lacking, exactly. You know, in that way. In the same way, if a guy said, oh, he wants a girl with a big bum and this, I would feel insecure. I would be like...
And it's the same for men. You talk about you want all these desirable things that women, or the most desirable things that the very shallow world wants. Are you 6 foot? Do you have bid as long as Aaron in the Bible? No, you don't. Sit down, please, with your stubble bids, please. Yeah. I just cannot.
Anyway, it's good to look at both sides. No, you should bear that in mind when you are searching for the one.
All right, so we're going to do our she's or that.
She's or that. Yeah, so she's or that. Cool.
It's just a little bit where we shout out.
Oh yeah, I just
shout out a woman who we feel like is doing great things. Could be local, could be a friend, could be a celebrity, anything. But we just want to give her her props. And so yeah, Jen, you've got one for us this week. What are we saying?
I do. So my she's all that for this week is a lovely lady called Miss Olivia Fraser.
Olivia!
Yes, we all love her. Olivia. Olivia is the founder and CEO of Brown Sugar Movement, also Brown Sugar Awards.
Yes.
And if you guys have been listening to us for a while, you would know that we were nominated in 2020 in the podcast.
And then you were nominated this 2021.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But reason why I picked her is because she's so supportive of, like, really? Especially honestly. Black women.
Yeah.
And you know, she's always commenting and always like uplifting us. And she also...
And it's genuine.
And it's really
she's
genuine,
like,
yeah.
She's also a creative director.
Creative director. She directed, a documentary for GWAP.
Wow.
She's doing in her own lane. She's doing her own
thing. She really is.
But most importantly, like, she's always giving back and giving women, black women, a platform to kind of share their 100%. Successes and their creativity.
She's like,
we're
officially knighting you as a Londoner. Because she's actually not from London, she's from Manchester.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember when I heard her accent, I was so shocked. I just expect everyone to be from London. It's like, we're actually black people
she's
outside
London
of London.
Imagine Maker's sister.
Oh,
so, that's a good she's or that. We love Olivia. We have to have her on one day.
Question.
I'm gonna trigger some people, but hey,
Do women need to bring anything to the table in a relationship?
It's a stupid question. I know why you asked it, but it's a stupid question.
Yeah. Some people genuinely feel like women don't need to bring anything. I just need to just appear and everything should just be set for me.
Whoever you are, man, woman, if you're cat, dog, you're non-binary, whatever you are, you need to bring, if you're coming into something, you need to bring something to the table.
It's a partnership. I think a lot of people forget that relationships are partnerships. Yes, you know, the man or whatever biblically is the head of the home, or whatever, if you believe that.
If you're traditional,
I do.
Yeah.
If you're traditional, you might believe that. But it is still a partnership. It's two people working together. So to expect him to bring everything, you know, the house, the money, the car, and you just kind of bring yourself is very fairy tale.
The other thing is that I think there's some women who just like, who also believe that because of the way society has, like, the way society is set up for women, society, that we shouldn't have to do as much work.
Yeah.
Because men are somewhat contributors towards the way we have to suffer. in society, like whether it's in the workplace, yeah, whether it's the workplace, whether it's relationships, whatever it is, I think that, you know, we feel like, well, we shouldn't have to do as much because, you know, the world is set up so you can win as a man. So let me come and let this be the place where I can just relax and not do anything. Mm. But I do think anything you do in life, anything that I invest in or do, if I decide to go buy a dog tomorrow, it's because I know that dog is going to comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some use in the house. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever I do, if I'm going to go buy a piece of lip gloss, it's because it's going to make my lips moistured. Like, you know what I mean? So any investment you make or any relationship you're in, any friendship you're in, why would you... If you had a friend that, you know, wasn't bringing something to the table, you'd have problems. But then exactly, you could be talking about, oh, I'm a woman. No, bring something
and
to
also,
the table.
And also, I don't think it would even sit right within myself to
just be whatless.
be whatless, basically. Especially when I know my worth and how much I know I can
bring. You can bring,
But yeah, I just, no.
I also think that women and men are made so uniquely different. So I think when I look at the home and the structure of a home and the man and the woman or the man and the wife or whatever, the boyfriend and the girlfriend, like, I think it's important to know that there are some things that men are going to be able to do very well, some things that women can do very well.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really imperative for us to not get caught up on, I'm doing this just because I'm a woman, but some things God has actually made us that way so that we are better at it. And we are like, we have more I feel like, I genuinely feel like women have amazing intuition. Like, that's one thing we have. And like, I always hear about men talking about, like, how they didn't listen to their wives over something and like several times. And then their wives, you know, come back to their wives and say, I should have listened to you.
Very true.
And not to say men don't have those moments, but I think there's something special in women and vice versa for men as well. There's certain things in men just in terms of leadership, etc. So I think it's really important to kind of just know what you both bring to the table. But what I think that question is more so like, I want to know is if you want a guy that earns six-figure salary, do you as a woman have to bring that to the table if you want that from your man?
I mean, it doesn't... Sorry, I went straight into it. But no, it doesn't mean that I have to... Do you know what? For me personally, I would...
Yeah.
Try and work hard to get to, you know, a level where, not that we're in competition, but, you know, I want to also be on that sort of level and growing alongside him as well. But I don't think we need to be so specific
and anal about,
you know, okay, if this person's earning this amount or if he was earning less than me, for example. I think it depends on, you know, what kind of job. His character, does he want to grow? Is this just like a temporary thing? You know, there's several circumstances. But the main thing is, am I able to grow with that person? And also, how does he almost communicate with me, like, in a way? So is he someone that's very condescending and it's like, oh yeah, well, I earn more, so I'm going to do this? And it all depends on the way that you package it as well. Because 100%. For me personally, I don't like it when, you know, certain people might be of higher position or they might earn much and, you know, they're looking down on you.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't want to be with someone.
And it's
like
a job.
That.
A job can be taken away from you.
That's one thing. That's why it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning, right? So one thing I've learned in this life is that you can rave on about all these great things that have happened to you, whether it's a job. You can lose your job.
You can
with
your 100K
salary. You can lose your 100K salary.
Yeah.
You can lose your savings. I've seen people that had so much money and gone bankrupt. Yeah. Like, that's why
crazy.
I always focus on who are you at the core?
Yeah.
Because that is what I need from you in times where life is going to get very difficult.
Exactly.
And we're not just going to be thinking about like living, posting Christmas presents under the tree, you know, all our 6K salaries, like six figure salaries. Like, it has to be a focus on who you are. And I think, you know, us as women get so caught up on what we see on social media. Like, oh, and then we get... No offense as well, but also there's this woman that also have very low standards, because let's be honest, why are you getting excited because you saw a TikTok where a guy was taking out his wife's braids? It's not that deep.
I thought that was so normal.
Like, I know the bar is also very low.
The bar is also extremely, like, can we have a balance? Because why are you getting excited because he's undoing your shoelace? Please. Come on. Like, I feel like social media, there's just no in between.
Literally
there's no in between.
between.
Women who just don't see that kind of thing, and like you said,
I guess so.
And no, then also it, remember, it, it, no, it's actually that so, that yeah. actually is a good point because you know yeah. a lot of what we see of romance is apparently due to the relationship we've had with our dads,
yes, yeah,
or
yeah.
how our dads treated our mums,
yeah.
So for some people, they might have like a very typical African dad that shows no emotion, yeah. no sign of romance.
I guess it's, yeah. I
and then
that.
They get wowed by those things. It's like, oh, so this is, but you then know, what romance can look like.
The scary thing about that is you could easily, and it's both sides, the extreme side of someone that has like a 6-figure salary and a 6-foot and someone that just takes out braids, yeah. It's just that, is that you're focusing on the things that they're like doing that you're seeing, but then that he could take out my braids but treat me like rubbish.
Yeah.
Ooh. Or you could have a 6-figure
yeah,
salary
yeah.
but not be a good a present person in the home. Mm. And so I think it's important that sometimes ooh, the big things and the small things,
because I've heard that as well. That,
yeah, they suck us in. So you meet a guy and he says, yeah, or you know, you for example, you date a white guy and he's, oh, he could take out my braids. Oh, he knows what a wig is. Mm. And you're setting those standards that are not based on who he is as yeah. a person. And you're getting reeled into that. And then later on when you're deep into it, you learn, oh yeah. my God, like
character is everything.
It's everything. It really is everything.
That is what people are not going to see. That's yeah, what you're going to yeah. deal
100%.
With 100%. 90% of the time, all the external stuff, all the gestures,
yep.
that's all nice, but yep. that's by the way. The person mm-hmm. that you're actually going to be with 24/7, what is their character like? 100%. So when you said the present, not present in the home, I can just imagine it. Mm-hmm. Like imagine being with someone who is disconnected, emotionally yeah. unavailable, and but you have to just deal with it. And some know, women deal with that.
A lot of grown up like that, where their dads, especially if you think about Caribbean or African homes, mm. they may be earning a lot, but they're not present emotionally in the home.
So all they're giving is money.
Exactly. Yeah. So then you go and you marry, and that's your standard. Oh, my dad always looked after us. My mom never worked for nothing. But was he looking after you emotionally? Was he, when you guys needed him to be there, was he there? Like, and I think that's, you're not going to have everything. And I think that's one important thing to know, is you're not going to have everything ticked off in the list, but your priority should be character.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying.
Yes. And also identifying those things where you lack as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah, yes. Self awareness is important.
Yes,
when you're getting into it,
and being in a relationship definitely exposes
it brings
your
to
weaknesses.
Oh my
it
gosh,
brings it to life.
It really does.
It's so funny.
It
I was really just does. Thinking yesterday. So I was with someone watching a movie, and I get very easily distracted, but I didn't know it was that bad.
Mm.
So like towards the end of the movie, I think I was like falling asleep. I was just on my phone. I was just like. No, that's literally every really? Single time watching me, but I always fall asleep. Like, it's really bad. And he was just like, Shade, like, your attention span is so bad. And at first, I was so offended. But then when I reflected on it, I was like yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. My attention span is actually quite bad. So that's like exposed something. Because exactly. when you know something, but someone else mentions it, you're just like, oh, okay, maybe it's actually quite bad. Yeah. So now I know that's something I need to work on.
Definitely.
This phone is a distraction. It's these bloody phones.
No, honestly. Yeah, really sometimes you just pick it up out of habit. Like, you don't do it. You didn't even realize you picked
exactly.
up. Exactly. Yeah,
literally. No notifications, but you just pick it up and you just want to see what's going on. You just want to see.
There was a time, you know, OT. I'm on OT.
Yeah.
Something was wrong with the signal. And my God, I did not know what to do. Like, honestly, I was like, what? I'm picking up my phone. You know, just to, I don't
just
even
because,
know what
I'm
doing.
Yeah,
listen, it's habit. It's bad.
But no, it's true. So I think, in all, I think it's just important for us to have balance. And women, I think, you know, I'm not out here trying to say think low of yourselves. You need to think the world of yourself.
Yeah.
Because no offense, if I'm honest, I feel like the standard is, like I said, it's set very low for men.
Mm.
Like, and I was saying this to you guys, like, where we have like this Russell Wilson kind of narrative, right?
Yes.
And it's like
prayer.
Russell Wilson, he prays with his wife, he buys flowers. That's nice. That's really nice, right? That's great stuff. But I feel like what happens is, because we're so used to dealing with rubbish men, we see Russell Wilson and we're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like, but he's just
he's literally just being a husband.
Like, I'm grateful for him, but he's just being a good husband. Like, why is that? Like, but then if a woman was doing that, it wouldn't be a, oh my gosh, because that's what she, do you know what I mean? So I feel like we have to just do better at both ends of the side of the table of demanding more from men in the sense of who they are as a character, but not necessarily the external things. And I think we need to have that balance of like, we're looking at what they look like and who they are and what job they need to have and who they're associated with and how many followers they have on Twitter. But we're not looking at who they are at the core.
No,
and I think
so
that's
true.
Really important.
And it just made me think, I don't think men settle. So why do we?
Shade. Don't get me started on Shade. Do not get me started.
I don't think men settle.
Shade, do not get me started.
I'm literally trying to just think of like the men I know that have gone into relationships.
Yeah, in the beginning. Guaranteed, they divorce 20 years later and then marry a woman that's 20 years younger.
Oh, yeah. That's always the trend.
Men do not settle. And I tell you, so like I said,
I don't feel like they do. I don't even feel like they really compromise either.
In terms of what we're saying, because I'm not telling anyone to settle. I'm just saying, it's that this whole ick narrative and stuff like that is, there's so many men, good men that are like, have great character that will just walk past you.
This is it.
Because you're looking at
the wrong
things,
because you don't like how he looks or you're not.
But also,
not even getting to know him as well.
But when your standards are set to things that are realistic, that you know there are good men out there, don't settle. Don't, you know, because you're scared of being single, don't just like go out. Because men don't do it.
Yeah.
You know? And unfortunately, there's more options for them than there are for us. And I think that's just the, and the world is, it's unfair. So even if we're saying men settle and men don't settle, women do, the odds are kind of against us in a lot of ways in relationships. And sometimes we have to kind of take that L in a way that like, we do our best, but we're not going to get the same advantages that men get. That's just the reality. It's just a lot. That's what I can say.
Goodness me.
Ladies, we are all special, but please.
We are.
I just want you to
be realistic.
Be realistic.
You are special and, you know, carry yourself that way, but be realistic and don't think more highly of yourself than
and
you
I was
are.
Just about, the one thing I really want to say, which I see in other culture and social before I go is, don't think you're so special that you put down other women.
Because
I see that a lot as well. Like, you put down other women, or you, because you feel like you're so special, you feel like, well, why did she get him and I couldn't? You have this thing, do you know what I mean?
Or how did she get this?
Like, it's great to think of yourself highly, but your sister is also special and she's a great person, the girl that's next to you as well. So I think that's really important.
It just might
be
about timing,
ladies, this is very interesting. Let us know your thoughts. What do you think? Is every woman special? Is every woman, you know, above average? Are there some women that are average or even below average?
Are there some people really gonna kill me for the comments that I made in this episode?
No, I think you'll find that a lot of people will agree.
Because it's true when you actually think about and just think, why do I actually want what I want? Like, just think about the why. Like, why? Is it because of social media? Is it because I'm seeing other people have it? Like,
what? Is it because of your upbringing? There's so many variables.
There's so many. I think it's so many variables. So many why. Think about it.
But thanks for joining us, ladies, on this episode. We had fun, and
hope you guys did too. Leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Even if you don't listen to us on Apple Podcasts, please leave us ratings. It allows other people to reach us and
follow us
our audience.
Subscribe to us on Spotify if you listen to us on Spotify.
That would definitely help.
And YouTube,
all the good stuff. Thank you so much,
and
ladies.
We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah.